Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 25th day of Nisan Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nazir, Perek Tashi, Mishnah Aleph. Hagoyim Ein Lahen Nazirus. Goyim cannot become a Nazir. The Pasuk says, Daber el B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael can become a Nazir, but not Goyim. And if he does, it has absolutely no legality whatsoever. He can, a guy who wants to become an Ozir can drink wine afterwards, it's irrelevant. Noshim v'avodim yeshlem nazirus. Women can become a nazira. An eved knani that is, can become a nazira as well, an Ozir as well. The woman can become an Ozir, because the Pasuk says clearly, isha, a man or a woman who wants to become an Ozir. Avodim are learned from the extra word v'amarta aleihem, he shall say to them. Comes to include avodim, eved kanani. Choymer banoshim mi ba'avodim. There is in the nazirus of a woman something stricter than that of an eved, shehu kofes avdoi. An owner of an eved can force his eved, I don't care about your vow of nazirus, you drink wine. Or you go to that funeral in metamala meis. He can force him to do that. Ve'ena kofes ishtoi. He cannot force his wife to break her vow. He can to be over her nazirus. He can break her vow for her in the normal way that a husband can break a vow on the day that he hears it only, on the day that he hears it. However, to tell her just to flagrantly, violate her vow, that he cannot do. So that's the strictness of a woman's vow of nazirus over an eved. Then the Mishnah says, Choymer ba'avodi mibanoshim. There is a chumrah, a strictness, in a nazirus made by an eved that does not apply to women. And that is, shehu mefer nidre ishtai. A man can break the vows of his wife on the day he hears it and completely nullify her nazirus. It's gone. Ve'eino mefer nidre avdai. But he cannot break the nadarim, the vows of his vow. He can force the eved not to do something, to actually eat. Drink wine or matamala mason, that he can do, but he can't actually break the vow completely. Hefer le ishtoi, if he broke the vow of his wife, hefer alamis, then the hafara, the breaking of it, will be forever. She doesn't have to worry about it. That's it, completely gone. Even after she's left his company. She's no longer under his rishus, right? He divorced her, or he died. In her vow's completely gone, the nazirus. Hefer liavdoi, but if he can't really break the eved's vow, but if he forced the eved to violate his nazirus, then yotza lacherus, if the eved has gone free and he's left the rishus of the owner, Mashlim Nazirus, so he still has to complete his Nazirus that he took upon himself when he was an eved. In other words, the husband, the owner cannot break his vow completely. He can only stop him keeping the vow of Nazirus, but that's only temporarily. Once he leaves his Rishus, he has to go back and complete his Nazirus. Ovar Mikineged Ponov. What happens if after the eved has left has made a nadir to be a nazir, he fled, he ran away from his master. Rabbi Meir Amar Lo Yishta. Rabbi Meir says he cannot drink wine, even though he's out of the rishus of the owner. But Rabbi Yosi Amar Yishta. Rabbi Yosi says yes, he can drink. What's the machlokes about? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds that even though technically he's not under the control of his master, he's ran away, but we say that he has to keep his nazirus. He's not allowed to drink wine. That is as an incentive to make him come back to his master, because the master is the only one who can now make him drink wine or make him violate his nadir, and he'll be allowed to have wine. Rabbi Yosi holds that he's allowed to have wine anyway, even if he's not in front of the presence of his master, because an eved, wherever he is, he's under the rishus of his master. He's under the control of his master. And it's osir, it's forbidden for him to be a nazir, so that he should keep his strength when he comes back to his master. So therefore he holds that he cannot, he's allowed to drink wine anyway, even if he's not around in front of his master. Mishnah Beis. We're going to learn about a special type of tumor called tumas tahom. Tumas tahom means a tumor being contaminated by a dead body that no one knew about. It was buried somewhere deep that no one could have known about. And our mission is going to talk about what impact that has on a nazir who becomes tameh through a tumas tahom, a bit different to an ordinary tumas mace, which is a known tumor. Says the Mishnah, nazir shegilach, a nazir who had completed his nazirus in a state of tara purity, he was all fine, he brought his korbanos as well, and then he finds out that he became contaminated with the dead body during his nazirus or nazirus period. Im tuma yodua, says the Mishnah, if it was the tuma was through a mace which was known to people, it's not an unknown body, soisa, then it undoes the whole nazirus that he did, even though he's already finished it and he's brought his korbanos, he will have to start afresh, counting a whole new set of days for the nazirus. Ve'im tumas hatahom, if the type of tumor was an unknown tumor, something that no one would have known about that body there, eino seiser, then it does not undo his nazirus. Why? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not a logical thing. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Im ad shelo gilach. But if the nazir finds out before he even shaved that he was tamei, that he became tamei, then ben kach, then it makes no difference if it's a tumas tahom or a tumah yedua, whether it's a tumah that was known or not known, soiser, it will undo his nazirus. The Gemara explains that Me'a Mishnah, in saying this, is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that until the nazir does the haircut, the gilach, He's not out of his nazirus. He's still prohibited all restrictions on. And therefore, if he finds out that he's tamei before he had shaved, before he'd done the giluach, it's like it's happening inside the period of his nazirus. The Chachamim, however, hold that once one of the bloods of one of the korbanos has been sprinkled for on his behalf, then the tumas tahom is not going to undo the tumah. And if he became tumas tahom after this blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach, even if he hasn't had the hekar yet, it's fine, it will not undo his nazirus. And the halacha therefore is like the chacham, not like Amishan, which says that only once he's done the haircut will the tumas tahom not undo the nazirus. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain what is tumas tahom. What's an example? Ketzad, how does the tumah tahom work? Yorad litboil bamara, person that goes down to Tobel in a cave. Nazir was tamei, let's say, for some reason, sheretz, some other tumah, a dead rodent, one of the eight red dead rodents, not a tumas mace, and he goes down to Tobel from that tumah in a mikveh. And after he toveled, he finds, oivei, to his horror, there was a dead body floating on the water, and he doesn't know if he actually touched it. Did he become tamei through that dead body or not? Says the Mishnah, tamei. He'll be tamei. Why? That's a tumah yedua. That's a known body. It was floating on the water. People could have known about that. It's a sofek tumah in Rishus HaYochid. It occurred in a private domain. Therefore, when there's not many people around, or not more than two people around, Sveika Tomei, the Sophic, any Sophic in such a case makes him Tomei. Now, the Mishnah adopts a case of Yorad Litbol, he went down to Tobel, to tell us that even though when he goes to Tobel, usually he's careful, you know, doesn't want to make himself Tomei, doesn't matter. It's still a Sophic Tomei, and he'll be Tomei. But Nimtza Meshuka Bekarka Hama'ara, what happens if the body was found sunk underneath the earth of that mikveh? That's clearly a tumas tahom. No one would have known about that body. Then we say, it depends why he's going into the mikveh. Yored l'hoker, if he went down just to cool off, he wasn't tummy at all. He just went down to then tohar. He will be tohar. If he finds out afterwards, even after he did the haircut, as our Mishnah says, that he was tamei beforehand with that body. At the time he went down to just cool off and have a nice freshing dip in that mikveh there, it will not undo his nazirus. Why? Because it's tumas tahom. It's a tumah, literally a tumah of the deep. And but if he goes down to the mikveh litoher mitumas meis, let's say this nazir was tomei for mitumas meis, and now he's dipping in the mikveh to become tohar, and he goes down, and he toivels in the mikveh, and afterwards he finds a body that's sunk deep into the ground, tomei. Then the nozzle will be tomei, even though it's a tumas tohen. Why? Because shechezkas tomei tomei. Because we say that the chazok of someone who's tomei, if he's got a status of being tomei, he keeps on being tomei until you know he's definitely tohar. Becheskas tohar tohar. And a chazoka, the status of a nozzle who's tohar, remains tohar. And therefore, that's why in the case previous to this, when he goes down just to cool off, not because he needs a mikveh, he's tohar anyway. That's when we say that the tumas tohen will work, will not serve to undo his nazirus. Because why? Sheraglaim ledover, concludes the Mishnah. It's logical to say that. It's logical to keep a person on his chazoka. And it's logical to say, therefore, that the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai about tumas tohen, that it does not make a nazir tomei, is only said in the, and it will not undo his nazirus. It was only said for a nazir who had a chazaka of being tohar, not a chazaka of being tomei. So basically, to summarize, there are two conditions needed, maybe three conditions needed, if you like, for the tumas tohen to not undo tuma of a mace of an underground tuma, something that's not known. Three conditions required to not make the nazir tomei. And that is, number one, he has had to have a haircut. He's already had to have finished bringing, according to the Mishnah, or according to the Chachamim, already have had to. He's already had sprinkled on him one of the bloods of the Kabbonis. Number two, he had to be a Cheskas Tara. When he went down into the mikveh, for example, he had to be Tara already. Right, so he had a Chazaka being Tara. And number three is the Tumah has to be a Tumas time. Has to be a Tumah, which is no one could have known about it. It was like buried underground. Then, if he finds out that he was Tumah through such a Tumah, he will not undo the Naziris. And he's fine.